Nick is in Cleveland Heights, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel good favorites. Nick, how are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Good. Excellent. Who's in the car with you?
I've got Sean and Layla with me.
Nice. Sean and Layla also in the car. Just a reminder that, and we'd love it to listen and play, but it is a 1v1 game. That's all I'm just saying. This is just because we had a reminder from legal. I'm just bringing it up again. So it will be Nick versus Jen in the battle for the mug and also my yogurt that I don't want. All right, so
giving that away?
No, I can't give it away. I'm gonna eat it today.
That.
I'm gonna eat it.
Do not.
I won't. All right, Nick. Whenever you're ready, buddy, ask Jen to leave the room. That'll start the game.
All right, Jen, can you leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
All right, Nick is ready. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. She always does. I appreciate that. Keeping track of the score. All right, so we're going to ask you 5 questions. There's a timer involved. Just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. We're excited about that. And if you answer more correctly than Jen, then you will have the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. All right, so let's get to it. First of 5 questions begins with ABC. They are expanding the Grey's Anatomy universe with a brand new spinoff set in rural West Texas that's going to focus on a medical team serving patients in a remote area. This new show is expected to debut next TV season. My question to you, are you surprised that new episodes of Grey's Anatomy continue to air? Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Question number 2. Jen will be mad about that one. Question number 2.
You will.
3 of the biggest annual music festivals, which are Austin City Limits, Bonnaroo, and Lollapalooza, they're actually going to stream on both Hulu and also Disney Plus. Now, the coverage isn't going to be total, but it will be of select performances. I would assume headliners, probably. Which of those 3 festivals, Austin City Limits, Bonnaroo, or Lollapalooza, takes place in Chicago?
So Bonnaroo.
All right, question number 3. Pringles is bringing back a summer fan favorite flavor.
Are you sure that's in...
Pringles?
No, the flavors.
Well, you're right. It's a limited edition, the Pringles Miller Lite chips. So they come in 2 varieties. Remember, we had these Pringles Miller Lite beer braised steak and Pringles Miller Lite beer cheeseburger. So those are coming back. Stevie's excited.
No.
Okay. So approximately how many chips are in a standard can of Pringles? Your standard original flavor can of Pringles. I should rephrase that. Your guess needs to be within 10. So once again, approximately how many chips are in a standard can of original Pringles? Your guess needs to be within 10.
Let's say 150.
150. Question number 4. A stage adaptation of The Housemaid is officially in development following the breakout success of its film version. In the film, which actor played the role of Millie Calloway, a housemaid with a criminal record?
Sydney Sweeney.
Question number 5. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean is back on top of the Billboard Global 200 chart more than 40 years after it was released. Why? Well, it's the success of the Michael Jackson biopic that has been everywhere, obviously entitled Michael. Now, the song Billie Jean was the 2nd single released from the Thriller album. What was the 1st single to be released from that album?
Thriller.
Let's go with Thriller as the answer for question number 5. All right, we're going to see how you did, Nick, with those 5 questions. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, because it's her turn to answer those same 5 questions in 3 minutes. Nick is in Cleveland Heights. Answer 5 questions a minute ago. Playing this round of Trump Tui. We appreciate that. On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back out of the room. So how did Nick do?
Nick got 2.
There you go, Nick.
Good job, Nick.
Thanks.
Nice job. Trying to win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Here we go. Same 5 questions we asked Nick just a minute ago. Question number 1. ABC apparently is expanding the Grey's Anatomy universe.
Amazing.
With a brand new spinoff set in rural West Texas. Going to focus on a medical team serving patients in a remote area. New show is expected to debut during the 2026-2027 season. Our question to you, are you surprised that new episodes of Grey's Anatomy continue to air, yes or no?
No, I'm not surprised, Tim.
The correct answer on the sheet is yes. So we move to question number 2.
That's wrong.
3, I'm kidding. It counts. Question number 2. 3 of the biggest annual music festivals, Austin City Limits, Bonnaroo, and also Lollapalooza, will stream on both Hulu and Disney Plus. Now, the coverage isn't total, but it will be of select performances. Which of those 3 festivals, Austin City Limits, Bonnaroo, or Lollapalooza, takes place in Chicago?
Lollapalooza.
It is Lollapalooza. As we move to question number 3.
No.
It's Pringles. Not even. He won't even like these. He's just saying that to say it.
Just to make the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Pringles is bringing back a summer fan favorite flavor. Let's try it again. Summer fan favorite flavor.
That's a tongue twister.
That is. I should have edited that after the first time I messed it up. From last year, those limited edition Pringles.
God.
Miller Lite chips. They come in two varieties. Don't worry. We'll be trying them. Pringles Miller Lite beer braised steak and Pringles Miller Lite beer cheeseburger.
Ew, meat, potato chips?
Nothing like some meat chips.
It's like a meat powder they would have to put on there.
Meat powder chip.
Yeah, I don't like the meat flavoring of a chip. Feels wrong.
I agree, Stevie.
Like, why does your chip taste like a meat?
Hey, Jen.
And how do you harness the meat flavor?
How do you get the meat taste?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry for this, Nick. You didn't deserve this conversation.
I'm sorry.
You did not deserve this conversation. Hey, Jen.
Yes, Jim.
Approximately how many chips?
I don't know.
Are in a standard can of original Pringles. Your guess needs to be within 10.
I hate you. 150.
Oh my God! That's exactly what Nick said.
That feels like a lot.
There's approximately 79 in a standard.
I almost said 75, but then I thought
Pringles.
That was too low.
And I say original because it varies between the chip, and there's a lot of different varieties.
Why? Why does it vary between the
chip? Some are thicker than the others.
What are thicker?
I have learned more about Pringles and the dusting of Pringles this morning than I have over the last.
Like the original doesn't have the dusting.
I know that, but it just doesn't feel like dust would
search
add that much space.
Oh yeah, you got a thick dust, less chips.
Thick steak.
I think
dust,
that's an Ed Sheeran lyric. I think that's an Ed Sheeran lyric.
Thick steak dust, Stevie just said, and I don't think it's an
we're
Ed Sheeran lyric.
This summer,
the larger the dust, the smaller the chip. Yeah, that definitely was on Yellowstone.
I hate that
question. Number four, stage adaptation. That's the one I said that you would.
I would hate one.
I was like, you're going to hate one.
That's
stage
the one.
Adaptation of The Housemaid is officially in development. In development following the breakout success of its film version. Talking about The Housemaid in the film, which actor played the role of Millie Calloway, a housemaid with a criminal record?
Sidney Sweeney.
It was Sidney Sweeney. As we move to question number five, I do want some Pringles right now. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean is back on top of the Billboard Global 200. More than 40 years after it was released. Why? Well, obviously the success of the new Michael Jackson biopic, Michael. Billie Jean was the second single released from the Thriller album. My question to you, what was the first?
Was it Beat It?
That was third. First one is
B-Y-T.
The Girl Is Mine. Was the first
Paul
one.
McCartney?
The very last song, I think six singles were released from that track, if I remember correctly. Thriller was the very last one to be released.
Oh my gosh.
Final total is there, Stevie?
Nick 2, Jen 3.
Oh, Nick, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
For a lot of that. You are
for
unbelievable.
The entire
thank you for sticking
break.
With us. We appreciate that, Nick. But you know what you need to say.
I'm Nick from Cleveland Heights, and I did not drum Tui.
John is in Menor. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. John, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Oh, doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Absolutely. Beautiful weather after the 80-degree day we had yesterday. And then
I agree.
So bizarre. That's right. We get through it together. That's what we do on the Jen and Tim show. All right, John, whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave the room.
Leaving the room. Good luck, John.
There you go. John, going to answer these five questions. Producer Stevie joining me in studio. Jen leaving the studio. That's how we start the game. She stays out of the studio as you are answering your questions, and we'll bring her back in during a song so she can answer the same five questions. Let's see if you can bring that hashtag mug to Menor. Do you like that, Stevie?
Mm-hmm.
Mug to Menor? No? Okay. All right.
It works well.
Question number one. I don't want to really ask this question. I don't really want to get into this topic because it's too soon, but Cavs, they lost last night. I went to bed, they were up 22, but they lost somehow. Game one, Eastern Conference Finals against those Knicks. Happened in overtime. Final score, I'm not going with the final score. They lost. That's all you need to know. All right. Game two happens tomorrow night in New York. My question to you, John, did you stay awake for that horrible fourth quarter or no?
I did not.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Went downhill quick.
Everybody that did, that is working here today, is in the worst mood this morning. I'm texting Snowblow and Owen. He is not having it. It is an entire thing. At least I went to bed happy, and then I woke up to look to see how much the Cavs won by.
Yeah,
they were up 22. Mm-hmm. What did they win by? Did they stay in the 20s? What happened? Lost.
In overtime.
In overtime. All right, question number two. Fans of Akron's Spaghetti Warehouse can now take home a piece of the restaurant's history. After the location officially closed this week, the restaurant announced it's selling signs and also decor items. Which dessert is commonly associated with Italian-American restaurants like Spaghetti Warehouse? Is it tiramisu or creme brulee?
Tiramisu.
Oh, yeah, it's a good call there.
Yeah.
All I want is Italian food with all the stories now. I have to head over to Little Italy.
Let's all go.
Oh, I would.
Mm. No trip.
I'm telling you. Oh, that was good. That was great. John, I'm proud of you. I'm going to pull that audio for Jen. Question number three. ABC is expanding the Grey's Anatomy. Stevie continues to shake her head. I love it. ABC is expanding the Grey's Anatomy universe with a brand new spinoff set in rural West Texas. Now, the series does come from creator Shonda Rhimes, so that's big news. The new show is expected to debut next year, basically. What is the name of the Grey's Anatomy spinoff series that ended in 2024 and revolved around firefighters?
Oh, geez. I believe it was Station 19.
All right, let's go with question number four. Jonas Brothers, they're adding podcasters to their resume with the launch of their new video podcast. It's titled, Hey Jonas! The series will offer fans a closer look at their lives on and off stage. Speaking of those Jonas Brothers, which Jonas Brother has more children? Is it Nick or is it Joe?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with Joe.
All right. 50-50 chance. Why not? Question number five. A movie based on Rick and Morty is officially in the works with co-creator Dan Harmon confirming the long-rumored project ahead of the show's ninth season. Which fast food sauce became famous because of the show?
Oh, God. Thousand Island.
Oh, let's go with Thousand Island for the answer for question number five. All right, John, we're going to see how you did with those five questions. Give us a minute. We got to grab Jen, bring her back in the studio, and continue the game in 3 minutes. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. John and Menor is playing this round. Jen Tui back into the studio. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. Let's get to it. First, we need to know how John did.
John got four.
Oh! Whoa!
You're fancy, John. Good
wow! That was real.
No.
Four of five.
Do that.
Oh,
great job.
Great job. Going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. Too soon. Cavs lost last night. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Happened in overtime. Game two happens tomorrow night in New York. Did you stay awake to see the horrible fourth quarter, yes or no?
No.
Question number two. Fans of Akron's Spaghetti Warehouse. Give it to me, John. Can now have...
Exactly.
You're getting
that.
People in on it with you now?
Yes. Isn't that horrible?
This is the best. He did that when you were out in the studio. I was laughing so hard, so we're going to bring that back when Jen's in the studio. Absolutely. John's right. That is a can now take home a piece of the restaurant's history after the location officially closed this week.
I'm talking about a building.
Me too. So the restaurant announced it's selling signs and also decor items. Which dessert is commonly associated with Italian-American restaurants like Spaghetti Warehouse? It's either tiramisu or creme brulee.
Tiramisu.
It is. Talk about... Right, John?
Oh, yes.
Question number
That's
three.
That's a little more fitting than talking about the restaurant
That's
itself.
That's true. The building. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
He looks for
I bet
any
those signs are greasy,
do.
Though. Or, I bet those signs are greasy.
Don't say
Question
that.
Question number three.
Ew, because they probably are. Gross. Fingers slide right off of them.
Right off of that thing. Yep, you made the purchase. Can't take it home. Slides right out of the car. Right out of the truck bed. A lot of sauce, a lot of grease. Question number three. ABC is expanding the Grey's Anatomy universe with a brand new spinoff set in rural West Texas. The series comes from creator Shonda Rhimes. Obviously, it's a big deal. The new show is expected to debut during the 2026-2027 TV season. What is the name of the Grey's Anatomy spinoff series that ended in 2024 and revolved around firefighters?
Station 19.
It was. As we move to question number four. Jonas Brothers are adding podcasters to their resume with the launch of their new video podcast titled Hey Jonas. The series is going to offer fans a closer look at their lives on and off stage. Which Jonas brother has more children? Is it Nick or is it Joe?
Nick.
Oh, it's not. Jen, it's not.
How many kids does Joe Jonas have?
Two.
Oh.
Name them. That's question five.
No idea.
Question number five, speaking of.
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Cool.
4-3.
I'm just mad at my Jonas knowledge now.
That's okay. It's all right. Question
Stop
number five.
That.
Thank you, Jen.
Stop
A
that.
Movie based on Rick and Morty is officially in the works, with co-creator Dan Harmon confirming the long-rumored project ahead of the show's ninth season. Which fast food sauce became famous because of that show?
Which fast food sauce did
mm-hmm.
you say? That's
yes.
the sweet and sour sauce at McDonald's for their chicken
it
McNuggets.
It was a McDonald's sauce.
That's
it was.
Impressive.
It was the
Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan sauce.
Final total, Stevie.
John 4, Jen 3.
Oh!
John, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations.
Hashtag mug and menor. Yeah. Nice job. Yeah. Nice job. Smooth sip to the lip comes to Lake County.
That's right.
Absolutely. We're
be
excited.
Smooth about- sipping every day.
It's a smooth. No. Sip to the lip.
All right. Congratulations. That mug is yours. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm John Fermenter, and I trumped Chewy.
Give me a Go ahead.
Mm.
Yeah.